Welcome to Playtest. I'm Chris, your friendly neighborhood game master. This is the second and final episode of the Herding Cats arc. Joining me are Natalie, Andy, and Cinda. This episode has some of my favorite moments from the project so far, and I'm really excited for all of you to get to hear them. So without further ado, Introbot, are you ready?
Let's begin.
They smirk at you again, and they don't answer you. They just walk away.
Oh man!
Oh, I'm ready for this.
I know, like, my tail sticks like straight up and like goes like does the like prrr, like shiver of straight up fur for a second before I get Ooh. Control of myself again. And I look at Iam and he trots off following that cat person.
Oh, so I am trying not to be seen, or are you trying to do anything specific, or just want them to follow him for now?
No, I'm not doing anything specific. I'm just like, who the hell is that? And who do they think they are?
So the cat trots off after.
I'm non-zero SEMO.
Are you saying that? Is he saying that to the camera, like in monologue?
yes.
Okay. If you want to go ahead and activate your ability, then take half of your current stress, round it up.
Yeah.
In damage.
Okay. In damage. Mm-hmm. Oh, like actual HP damage?
No. In stress.
Oh, okay.
Damage.
Okay. I was like, eek.
Basically, you lose half of your current stress.
Right, so 11 would be 5.5, so rounded up at 6, so now I have 5.
Yep, 5. I imagine you send off the blueprint and codes to Rad and Precious Labor now?
Yeah, so like watching him walk away, I flip my CompuPhone back open and like, without even looking down, like hit several buttons that just sends the information to their devices.
Cool.
I'm just still glaring after him.
So he's just over there. He seems to be schmoozing with some locals now. He's like got a glass of wine and is sipping it. And he you can't hear what he says, but like everybody in the group suddenly chuckles mirthfully.
Oh my god!
I hate him too.
So we cut over to, for some reason in my head, I see Rad and Precious Labor, like, by the snack table.
Right.
Just standing there.
So,
I'm pretty sure Precious Labor is dancing right now.
Oh, heck yes.
Oh, are they dancing? Is she dancing alone, or is someone approached her?
No, she found a nice girl to dance with.
Yes. Oh, perfect.
Is it like the 90s, like mouthing the words while kind of
Fuck.
Dancing in a circle?
I thought it was gonna be like waltzes and shit.
Oh, either way,
I didn't think about this at all.
They go back and forth.
What kind of dancing is it?
Space dancing.
Space dancing.
Let's see here. What was popular in the 90s? The Macarena.
Well, the thing to remember, though, is that we are on a planet that has slightly less gravity. So, like, how has that affected the dance steps?
Oh, there's a bunch of lifts.
So I think there's, like, tosses and lifts and, like, jumps and stuff.
Nice.
That's cool. I've never done any of that before. I'm having a great time.
You're getting, like, tossed around and, like, fluttering through the air beautifully.
Go ahead. Go ahead and make me a simple persuasion roll. We're gonna succeed at this. We just want to see how your dance partner is taking the situation.
What do I roll for?
Just
that?
Your persuasion die.
Just my persuasion die. Okay, that is a 4. Well,
yep. So it's not gonna be perfect.
I got a 4.
Okay, so I get to ask for a minor concession. So. You're fitting in just fine. You're not drawing attention or anything. The minor concession is the person you're dancing with is having a lot of fun and is gonna follow you around a bit.
What's her name?
The song ends, and she introduces herself as Scarlet Agape. And she says, "Hi, I'm Scarlet. Who are you?"
I'm sorry, Red Love. Okay,
that's
just saying.
Mm-hmm. That's a really pretty name. Fuck. Does Precious Labor say Preshbor?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. Do it. Okay. So I think we we might flash back to like Rad and Precious, and Rad's like giving Precious the lowdown on how to like be like, you have to, when you get in there, you have to be nice. People need to like you, but they need to forget about you the second that you leave. You cannot like stick with anybody. Like, we need to get in and get out, and this is how we're going to do it.
Immediately get the girlfriend.
Yes. Yes.
She's so pretty.
Good job.
I think I don't say Presh Bor, but I do say Presh.
Yeah.
I think I'm used to that as a nickname, mm-hmm. and so it just sort of comes naturally to me.
The people who care about you call you Presh.
Yeah.
So she smiles, and she's wearing like an understated gown of some sort with like some, you can tell she is wealthy, but probably wealthy enough that she doesn't try to prove it.
That's a good type of wealthy. That's the best type of wealthy.
And she places a hand on your forearm and says, I've never danced with anyone who's quite so free. Where did you learn to dance?
I never danced before, to be honest with you.
She laughs as if you've made a legitimately funny joke.
I laugh with her.
And it's at this point that your and Rad's phones both ding with Siama's blueprints and code.
Okay. I say to Scarlet, hey.
Yes?
Do you want to go on an adventure?
Oh, God.
That just does not sound like I think you think it sounds.
Fuck. Oh, my God. I didn't think about it that way.
So,
hey, you know what? We all got to do it sometime, I think.
I don't think Presh would have thought of it
that
way
lonely,
either. So.
Yeah. Jesus.
So let's I'm going to actually have you make a charm plus so the question is this, the difference between subterfuge and sway is sincerity. If you have some sincerity.
Oh, I'm 100% sincere.
Okay, then roll me charm plus sway. And
It's the same number.
Okay. It's one difficulty.
So it doesn't matter, but 100% sincerity.
Okay.
So 2d6 minus, is this simple or?
It's 1d8.
1d8, okay. Yeah. So, oh, I fucked that up.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Double failures.
No.
Where do I write my failures down?
They're on your sheet in the bottom left. There are failures. You marked two. You marked three, actually, because you also failed.
Oh, yes, true. Can I... Oh, that's a lot of stress.
You can mark...
Oh, my God.
You can,
I want to mark backstory.
Mark away. Okay,
wait,
so tell us what weight you're marking.
Okay.
Also, go ahead and roll your persuasion to see if you want to re-roll that as a part of it, too.
Yes, that's smart. Oh, God, that's also 1d4. Oh. Okay, oh my God, this is a mess. I do two. It's not amazing.
Yeah, but it'd be pretty hard to roll lower than that, so you might re-roll it just for the heck
true.
Of it. So what is your, what is your, the weight that you are drawing from on this?
I used to work for this corporation.
Oh, were you a child?
I was a child Aetherge.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
that's so good and bad.
So you have a personal thing. Yeah.
Yes, 100%. But I used to try to get my friends to do... Naughty's not the right word. That sounds really fucked up. No, I used to get my friends to like do pranks and stuff, but I would try to convince them to like have fun with me when we were supposed to be working.
And you would specifically say, do you want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Okay, so it looks like you're re-rolling everything, because...
Yeah, damn.
You Jesus. Couldn't roll much worse than that.
I don't want to fuck this up. I want her to like me.
Aww.
No. She might still like you.
She might not want to go on an adventure with you.
Also
but you
true.
Succeeded. You've succeeded.
Oh, God. Do I have to choose or do I have to take the reroll?
No. So you can push yourself. Oh, you do have to. You have to take the reroll.
Okay.
But you can push yourself, take three stress to make that a four.
Yeah, I'll do that.
So a four is a I get to ask for a minor concession.
Okay.
Which is something you should be able to deal with immediately, and it shouldn't be like a course altering concession. So I don't have anything amazing for this. If y'all think of a better concession, let me know. But I think she is going to want you to do something else first, like go somewhere else or meet someone.
Okay. I'm down.
Another dance.
Okay, so yeah, I like that a lot. She says, she looks like she's about to say yes, and then the music starts, a different song starts, and she goes, oh, I love this song. Can we do one more dance first?
Okay.
Okay, and she leads no you hesitation. Back out to the dance floor. So okay. We cut to Rad.
It's like, what is she doing?
Cut to Rad, who's just standing by the snack table. Unless you say otherwise, the only one who's actually focusing on the job.
I'm focusing on this.
Yeah.
Yes, she's doing her part. I actually would like to pull in my skill of people person.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. I have a contact.
Oh.
And so I think it's one of the guards.
Okay. So name this guard. And is it one of the guards by the stairs, or is it a guard somewhere else in the house?
So I think it's a guard we saw in the background a couple of times and I've made eye contact with, but yeah. He's not one of the guard. He's like one of the guards who's more plain clothes, maybe?
Yeah.
Kind of milling around, making sure nothing happens. And I think his skill is gonna be
persuasion,
sneaking people into places they shouldn't be.
So subterfuge then, or stealth.
Yeah. Because I don't know if I have to choose the favor or you, but my guess is this is a guard we've worked with before, because they've probably added hired muscle for this. And he probably is gonna get a cut of whatever we get.
Oh. Okay.
I think, yeah. Okay, so what is his name?
Antoine.
Antoine, love it.
That's a good name.
Yeah, that is. What?
It's just the first name I thought of, and it might have come from an adventure that Senda ran, hey. and does not have anything to do with that character, but hey.
That's okay.
All right, so you see Antoine over there, and we have a short scene of you, like, calling, like, texting or calling Antoine earlier to make sure
right.
that he got on this job.
Yes.
And so you see him over there, and he makes eye contact with you. And what do you do?
I wink.
Oh. Obviously.
You can't tell because he's darker skin, but he definitely, like, his skin, his cheeks get a little warmer. And he just kind of, like,
Antoine and I
this...
have a pal.
Oh, my.
Ooh.
Oh, he pushes the sunglasses further up onto his face. and then, like, tries to mime being cool. The thing is, he's normally very cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not... now he's trying to, and it's not working very well. So he like, straightens his tie suavely and walks over.
I think this is where I'm going to have the embarrassing moment of the purple tie.
Oh.
Yeah, the first thing he does when he gets there is he like, reaches up to... And you think he's going up to touch your face? And instead, like, grabs your tie and pull, like, because you have it untied, right?
Yeah.
And just slides it off and just holds it up to you.
Hey.
And then points at his tie, which is purple.
Oh, and I just shove it away into my pocket.
He shakes his head and he says, I thought you were, paid more attention than this.
Man, I have limited resources on our spaceship. I only have a variety of about 37 ties.
How many of them are purple, Rad?
That's not important. Okay, all of them. I look really good in purple.
He nods agreeingly. So he looks around and he says, "So what's the deal? What do you need?"
I need. Me and an associate of mine need to get into the master suite to get into the... Sorry, it's the master suite with a...
The elevator.
Elevator to the sub-basement.
Yeah. It's the master study, sorry.
Study, sorry. A friend and I need to get into the master study to get into the elevator that goes to the special sub-basement.
The passcode, by the way, is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5...
Yeah, we've got the passcode and we've got the distraction going. apparently two distractions, one of which should not be a distraction. Well, at least they are distracted. Glance over my shoulder in the background where where Precious is dancing with her new girlfriend.
So he nods kind of solemnly and says, the master study is going to be a bit difficult. I'm going to have to ask for extra on this job.
Yeah, we already negotiated that you were going to get your standard fee.
Yeah, well, I'm renegotiating, Rad. What do you? I could just, you know, go back and do my regular job of kicking out people who aren't supposed to be here.
But, you know, your standard fee is going to be more than a year's worth of wages on your normal job.
So he kind of like...
come on, like, Antoine.
He does like a very soft chuckle and shakes his head and he says, all right, meet me in the hallway in 5.
Okay, that should be enough time for me to extricate my companion from... I'm not sure, is that the chicken dance? It could only be more 90s if it was on roller skates.
Oh my god.
It might be.
They turn the gravity down.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Because otherwise it is like roller skating, I guess.
Oh my god.
So I will send whatever the message is for meet me to Precious. I think it might just be hallway 5.
Presumptuous of you to think I would check my phone.
In the meantime,
I'm sorry. I guess I should have listened to the meaning behind the song Telephone better.
Oh my god.
The way you blowing up my phone won't make me leap no faster. Sorry.
It's not a 90s song.
I don't care.
This is the 90s space future, so the aughts did happen.
That's not the point.
Kind of.
Classic. It will happen.
So I couldn't think of another reference. I couldn't think of a reference from the 90s because, you know, the 90s didn't really have.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
No, that's about drugs.
To the rivers.
Yes. Just for anybody, for listeners, this whole episode has been scored by TLC. okay, so we cut over to Siama, who's been sitting on this couch, like, looking at her phone.
Oh, no, Siama's gonna stay and create a distraction, right?
Well...
That's what I thought.
Yeah, but tell me what I see.
So you sent IM off after the orange cap guy. Yep. You're watching the transmitter location overlaid on the blueprints. Yep. And it was normal for, like, even after you lost sight of him, like, you could see he was just milling about on the dance floor. But then you watch the transmitter slip out of the ballroom and go down the hallway. Uh-huh. Into one of the side rooms that are listed as staff.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Well,
damn. That's the name of the organization, right?
Hmm. Oh, I was about to send him off to do something else, but now I need to find out what's going on. I want him...
Rip distraction.
I want him to, activate his little, like, room scanner and send me, like, visuals, like weird 90s wireframe visuals on what he's seeing. Like, the space that he's in.
That sounds good. So, make me just an effectiveness, a simple effectiveness roll.
Okay. Effectiveness?
Or oh, no, yeah, it's him. Right. Roll a d4.
Yeah,
sorry.
I was like, my effectiveness is way better than his, so...
Sorry, yes, roll 1d4.
I got a 1.
Oh, mark a failure.
Which is a major concession. You mark a failure. So you get the thing. So what you see is, you see a wireframe of a small room. You see that there seems to be like a security bank on one side with like computer screens and cameras. Uh-huh. And you see the form of this cat man bent over at one of the computers typing. Yeah. And then, like, you get another ping, and he turns and looks down.
Yeah.
And then you get another ping, and he approaches, and you see another ping, and the cat is running. Yeah. And then another ping, and the cat is up off of the ground.
Yep. Oh. Yeah, I figured.
And then,
no
starts.
More.
Yeah. At which point, I, like, throw my CompuPhone down on the fainting couch next to me,
small gasps from the crowd.
I know. And like throw a tiny bit of a tantrum to myself.
Just stomping.
Like, you just like start kicking my feet and pouting. Like,
great, exactly. That's what we need. Distraction.
So I have been captured.
Do you have a hat that you can stomp on?
I know, I need a tantrum hat that I can throw on the ground and stomp on it.
Just have one in your
bag.
Just
go take precious labors.
Like, they have fold-up little black slip-on shoes for when your feet get tired of the heels. Like, yeah. They have just little fold-up tantrum hats.
Yeah. So...
So you have a tiny tantrum. What happens next?
So the problem is I'm also supposed to be a distraction, but whatevs. I don't care.
It's kind of what this game is about, is things not going to play.
I don't really care. So I think what I'm going to do is I get up and I walk my way straight through the dance floor, like without paying attention to the fact that there are people dancing around me, which means two things.
Right.
Firstly, I totally bumped into like tons of people and did not care. Right. Secondly, one of those people was
Rude.
Precious Labor. So hopefully she Whoops. Will like look at her phone now, like because I just totally distracted her. But like, bonking into her, but like I don't even look, I just keep walking because I'm heading for Iam's last location, like last known location.
Does this draw the eyes of the crowd, this like angry looking cat
I feel
girl
like it must
stomping around?
So if you're trying to cause a distraction, this feels like a subterfuge roll. If you're trying to not cause a distraction, it feels like a
okay
traverse
well
roll.
So let me tell you, causing a distraction is not my actual purpose in doing this because I don't care.
Right.
But
I need you to care for like 5 minutes. We have had this discussion. I'm calling in the 5 minutes now.
So like, but I think the fact of me not caring and like blatantly ignoring all of the social niceties of the specific situation that I'm in, I would expect to end up causing a rather large distraction.
Okay, so make a charm. Actually, since you're doing this with your actual physical
right.
body, fitness plus subterfuge.
Oh no!
It's only gonna be one difficulty
you're
though, because this is pretty.
I mean, my fitness. The fact that I'm walking into all of these people by accident, I think, speaks to the fact that my fitness is not very good.
Also, just for the record, now since things are popping off, this is going to become a social encounter now, like a full on structured one. We're going to start going
okay.
by turns.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So the way we do this is, how many failures does everybody have right now?
Five.
Three.
I haven't actually rolled that much.
Wow, you have done quite a bit though.
Yeah.
Fictionally, just not with the dice.
I mean, I haven't rolled. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, a lot of the abilities in this game. Make you not roll like so
yeah
you did create an entire NPC that did a thing for
yes
you.
I did yeah because I was yeah. like what's gonna be the hardest thing to roll in this situation
yep.
like sneak
there you go.
Okay, so for fittingly the first up is Siama.
Of course.
So what did you roll
on
this?
I didn't actually roll yet. Oops. Okay. Mm-hmm. I rolled a 6, but I got a fumble on the difficulty die.
Ooh.
We've been rolling a lot of fumbles
I know.
Today.
I've been rolling like ones just all over the place across the board. My Ooh. Dice, his dice, everybody's dice. Like, I'm just getting all the ones.
So you're going to roll your persuasion at a disadvantage. I'm going to do your half-hearted, which makes sense because you're not actually putting all of your oomph
right.
into this. So roll your persuasion twice.
Okay,
and we're gonna
so
take the lower
it was 6, and my persuasion is rolling that again, which that one rolled well, so that's not good. Now it's a 3.
So again, a 3 is going to be a success with a concession, a small concession, or if you take 3 stress, you can do an outright success.
I think I'm going to take the concession because I am. I need to save some stress for maybe other things too. I'm like, I've been
I
using
agree.
A lot of it, so.
So the concession is you were going to bump into
yeah.
Precious Labor, but Scarlet is a very adept
yep.
dance woman and managed to place a hand on.
Oh no! I think that she just lifts her up and tosses her right at that exact
moment. Yes! Never mind!
Instead of her being where I was going to be, she just, and then they often keep dancing. I don't notice because it wasn't really my intention to run into her as a character.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Player Senda wanted to do that.
Yeah.
But you do manage to create quite the distraction. And everybody watches you leave a thing. You hear, like, Rad, you hear them being like, oh, food. but look at those ears.
Tail,
so cool.
Tail behind me is like just doing the little like twitch, hunting twitch
back and forth,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you see one of the guards approach and like step between you and the path you're going in. To try to stop you, and they hold up the hand and say, excuse me, you need to stop. And they are going to roll a sway to intimidate you. Mm-mm. So they're a minion, so they automatically succeed, but they only get a d4.
Okay.
It's only a 2. So you're going to take 2 stress as you've just been, no matter how little you care, an authority figure imposing themselves in your way is stressful. And then up next will be Precious Labor. You're dancing. You're not aware that anything's happened, as far as I know, unless you want to make a notice check.
Great.
For is the song going to be over soon?
Yes, the song will be over soon.
Okay.
But not this round, though.
Not this round? I'll just keep dancing.
No. So just...
I told her it'd be the song.
So you keep dancing, ignoring whatever situation is happening over there. Perfect. Love it. Rad, you see another guard walking towards where Siama is, but they're not over there yet. What do you do?
So this is a different guard.
Yeah, the second guard. This isn't Antoine.
Well, yeah, but this isn't the guard that she's talking to either.
It's just another one moving their way across.
I want to intercept him and point at another guest and say, "I'm so sorry to interrupt. I'm not usually quite this, but we're at a party and all that. That person just slipped some silver into their pocket."
Okay, that's definitely a subterfuge roll. make me a charm and subterfuge roll. 1d8.
Okay, I've rolled a 1 and a 6 on my d6s.
Okay, so you mark 1 failure.
Yeah, but that means I got a 7 and I rolled a 5 on my d.
So you still succeed?
That's always nice.
Roll your persuasion. So the way minions don't have stress,
8.
So you're automatically going to... Nice. You're automatically going to take them out of the encounter. This determines how well. And it turns out very well. Who do you point at? Just describe this person who's about to get pulled out of the forest.
Picture Ryan Gosling.
Okay. I'm with you.
But with blue hair.
Ooh.
Okay.
Obviously from really good money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And probably kind of famous. And... Uh-huh. And I'm just going to lean in and be like, when I used to work guard things like this, it was always the rich people who stole, you know?
Yeah, and she looks at you and looks over at them, at the guy, and she looks back at you and says, I hate rich people. And goes after him.
Same.
Oh, that's good.
And he definitely is like, What? Excuse you as they're being... So it's even more of a distraction happening over there. Very loudly.
Excellent.
I have helped.
It brings us to the new top of the round again, is Siama.
What happens when I run out of stress?
So stress means you're no longer allowed to... You know, you either shut down and just give up, or you leave. You somehow remove yourself from the situation. You don't necessarily go unconscious if it doesn't make sense for you not to.
Right. I have 3 stress left.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dang.
Here's the thing. Part of the reason is like I wasn't doing this the smart way. Like I was angry, and emotions are like, I don't know. I just
so human.
They're so human, and they're also like I don't think.
Thanks, Spock.
That I can really feel anything except just this never-ending sea of blackness that is my soul and the existence of all of us in the world right now. So clearly, I have been approaching this in the wrong direction. So
uh-huh.
I'm going to...
I hate you so much.
I love this emoji.
Makes a lot of sense for a cat, I'm not gonna lie.
Like, just leaning into this one. So, oh gosh. So he says that, and I like stop and just like give him the piercing single blue eye look, and a waiter walks mm-hmm. by, and I look like I'm gonna reach out and take a drink, but instead I just knock the cup off, like, and it pours on his feet, and then I just turn around and like stalk away. And what I'm gonna do is, because that's all just narrative, but what I'm gonna actually do is go find like another place to just like recline. And I pop out my CompuPhone and I'm like, "You think you can get the best of 90 SEMO?"
Fuck.
Like,
are you sending that to like his pager or something?
I'm just
his
saying MySpace it. Page. Like, right? Like, I am announcing. Yeah. I'm not. I don't care about who's hearing me at this point, right? But I actually, I already implemented the bonus. So
yeah,
right.
So what are you hacking? Are you trying to hack into the cat guy's phone?
Yeah, I want to hack into his phone because I want to know where he is.
So you automatically succeed. So just roll your effectiveness.
Damn.
Also, I forgot that technically I should have rolled... Oh, no, they don't roll difficulty for minions. Never mind.
Okay, I got a 7.
A 7. So that's an outright success. So you get into his phone, and he wasn't lying. He does have the most advanced... what do we call him?
CompuPhone.
CompuPhone.
I mean, but it's not, like, personalized like mine.
No. Also, right. It's definitely stolen.
Nice. Oh,
but it also is so new, it's not fully bug tested.
Oh.
Yeah, it's jailbroke.
Right.
Yeah, it's jailbroke. Like,
what an idiot.
Yeah, so you're in immediately. and so this round, all you asked for was his location. And you see that he is still in that room where he snagged your cat.
Okay. Is that all I can do this round?
Well, that's pretty minor. Fine. Do you have another question you want for...
Because the next thing that I would like to do is like, full-on hackers. Like, I want to start sending messages across the security screens in that office.
Oh, God, what messages? What messages did you send?
Like, no, you're supposed to create a distraction, not make them get on high alert.
It's fine. So I'll he's the only one in that security room. Deactivate the alarms. My God, calm down.
Oh my God.
So I'm just like, I'm like sitting there on my like Chase lounge, and there's like, you know, in an anime style, there's like literal like cloud of darkness over my head, right?
Yes.
And and I'm sort of half reclined, and my tail is just flicking, right? And I'm typing furiously on my little CompuPhone with my thumbs. And the screen, like the camera jumps over to like his face. I don't know if he's typing or whatever, but like all the screens in that room, suddenly each one has one word on it, and they're like, "Give me back my cat."
Oh, perfect. Okay, so yeah, we see him do that, and he just like looks at it, and he looks down at the cat in his hands, uh-huh. and he looks at his phone, which is like flashing letters and numbers,
and it's completely locked to him now. Like,
yes.
Bother.
and it's got my signature on it. It says 90 SEMO, and then there's like little like dancing GIF emojis of like tongue sticking out, right? Like, like cat girl faces with like meh, 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 meh.
Holy shit.
Oh yeah, because he couldn't figure out who you were before.
Right.
The guard who was like trying to stop you for like seems a little taken aback by this, but still manages to follow him. He's like, he says, "Ma'am, ma'am, 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 come with me now." And he's gonna roll to intimidate you. Again. Oh, we got a 4, so it's gonna be 4 stress.
Yeah,
buddy.
that's me uh-uh. out of the scene.
Yep. So you are you gonna? How does this look? Are you gonna go with him, or do you like
make a scene?
Bolt?
Oh, I'm gonna totally make a giant scene. Is what I'm gonna do.
Well, okay, so you're out of the scene, so you can't actually.
Well, damn.
Like, yeah, damn.
You could just jump out the window or something. That's still gonna make a scene.
Just, like, it's away. Effectively like you've ran out of hit points or been knocked unconscious, yeah. So you can no longer
do anything, make any actions.
Contribute. Yeah, you're getting actually a little too stressed out. I will say, like at any point at this time, you could have if you came to terms with one of your weights, you would recover stress. But it's, I think they're both pretty ingrained.
Yeah.
taken out.
Hey, buddy. It's okay. You can fail. We've been a team for a long time. No. And I trust you.
Yeah, I'm like, no, it's fine.
No, this is rad in her head. Not real rad.
Not real rad. Real rad would never say that to me.
Real rad would never say that. Yeah.
No, it's fine. So I think what happens is, like, I literally just, like, look up at the guard. I snap my phone shut, and it looks like that I'm going to maybe just go with them, and then instead I just bolt and, like, run out the front door. And, like...
Perfect. Like, as cats tend to do in the middle of the night.
Right. Like, just, like, run and leave. And, like, as I'm running, like, stripping pieces of the dress off, like, screw this nonsense.
Oh, it even comes in layers. Perfect.
That dress was so much money! Ugh.
Please save my cat.
We don't know your cat is gone.
You can still communicate, so you can send that message to somebody.
Like, I'm out. This is done. They stole my cat.
I hate this.
Get IM back. Here's where he is.
Okay, so that guard follows you, but once you get to out the door, he just kind of like gets on a comm. And apparently gets orders not to leave or something and just stands by the door looking very confused. I think the song ends.
Good.
Scarlett steps away from you and tucks some hair behind her ear and is like a bit out of breath and says, so about that adventure.
I take her hand and lead her to the staircase, maybe? I lead her to wherever Rat is.
Rat is in the hallway waiting for you.
Okay, I take her.
Yeah,
to the
see
hallway.
Antoine just leaning against
constantly
the wall,
texting
at
you. Yes. Yeah, doing definitely doing the Jeff Winger thing, like just leaning against the wall, like texting.
Perfect. So I take her by the hand and lead her to Rad. Hi, Rad. This is my friend Scarlett.
Hi, Scarlett. Presh, we have a thing, remember?
Yeah, I thought I could take her with me.
No.
Scarlett, it's going to be a really cool tour of the building. Rad got someone inside to like
stop.
Through.
No.
It's gonna be so much fun.
God damn it, Presh!
So she's just looking back and forth between
Scarlett your digits, and we have to leave. I'm sorry.
But I thought she could come with.
No, I'm sorry. We have a pressing thing. Not romantic at all, obviously. Please. Digits.
She holds up a hand like none taken.
Yeah. So. Digits. Exchange, and then we have to go.
So that sounds like
for real reasons. I mean, technically, that's not a lie.
That's true.
I'm gonna wait for what's Preshbor's response to this.
Okay.
I'm sorry. This is adorable. You two dance very nicely together.
So she does like deflate a bit and looks a bit disappointed and says. I'm not sure what's happening here, but I think it's best if I'm left out of it. And she kind of turns to leave without giving you digits.
No! I grab her hand. No, I'm still holding her hand. I don't let go.
So she turns to look at you with like a little sparkle of hope in her eye.
Aww.
I want to say something. You can tell me no or whatever. You have a spell you can do at will. Just teleports people places.
Oh,
and you know where you need to go.
But I have to be able to see it, don't I? It says line of sight in my character sheet. Any location.
Yeah, fuck the rules.
Fuck the rules. Okay.
Listen, this is the rule book.
Fuck that thing.
We want to tell a good story.
That's cool. Not what we want right now.
I wasted a whole NPC on that when you had a spell.
I'm so sorry.
I could have gotten another person with your skills to go and do the thing while you danced.
Fuck.
Meh.
Well, it's whatever. Fine. It's happening now. What is the suggestion that you're making, Chris? Can I teleport her with us?
Yeah. Or... you can teleport yourself and one other person for every difficulty you add to it.
Ooh.
Just leave me there.
Yeah. You know what? Yep. I'm gonna.
And then text me and say I got this, and I will wait for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna smile at her, and then I'm gonna teleport us out of there.
Okay. So two things I need from you here.
Okay.
One. And this is just another suggestion because I want you to succeed at this.
Okay.
If you have a weight you haven't marked yet, right?
Yes. Yes.
So if you mark a weight before you roll, you size up every one of your die on it.
Oh, wow.
My weight is 100% about rad though. So that's perfect.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, okay. But I think of rad as like a parent.
Yeah.
But that means
are you rebelling against your
Yeah, but
your
that means
parent?
I want to be rebellious.
I am not a parent.
You're the cool parent.
Okay.
I'm not a child either. Like, I'm a full ass grown ass adult, but I still think of you in that kind of like authority figure way. Like, you're basically my boss and I want to rebel.
Yes. Yes, because I'm the only one.
Yeah,
who
you're
cares
the only responsible
actually doing
one.
Anything. Yes.
How did I get stuck with this crew?
God, I'm so sorry.
I don't know.
It's fine.
I really actually don't know.
I'll be honest, when we started this, I did not expect Rad to be the straight man in this group.
Me neither.
Okay,
that's fine.
So the second thing is, when you use Aethergy,
yes.
In order to use Aethergy, you're channeling space energies through you.
Yes.
And in order to do it properly, generally you have some sort of...
Sorry.
Ritual you do to the ritual has nothing to do with like actually interacting with the aether. It's more about quieting your own mind or body or preparing yourself to channel it. So what does it look like when
she has an idea?
Precious Labor does that.
I kiss her.
Yes.
Yay!
Yes.
And the world stops for a moment.
Oh my god. I need a moment. all right. Do me a favor and roll all of your sized up die and two difficulty to teleport both of you.
Okay. I fucked that up, but it still did it for me. So I got a 4. So I did it.
Yay.
You succeed. Roll your sized up effectiveness.
8.
An 8. So it just happens.
Yeehaw.
Or you can take 2 stress to also ask for something additional.
Have a lot of stress. I'm gonna do that. Oh fuck, I don't know what the additional thing is.
You're in the right place and you're able to start the ritual, and she happens to be an aether user too and can help you.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
but
it's supposed to be on par with a minor concession. Okay. So it's something that can that good that happens in the moment but doesn't change the course
she
or anything.
Kisses back.
Yeah, so however we're at the end of this and this is dope, so I think like her foot comes up off the ground.
Oh.
And you want to describe what this looks like to Antoine and Rad?
Oh, God. So, that's a good question. I think that it's almost like space ripples around us for a little bit. It ripples around me specifically, but I think because we're, like, holding each other, it also ripples around Scarlet. And then it, like, pulses for a minute, and then it, like, snaps.
Ooh.
And when it snaps, it's like we're gone.
Oh, God.
So that's going to be... So that happens.
Okay.
And we'll come back to that in a second.
Yeah.
Rad, what do you do? So Antoine looks over at you is like, the fuck just happened, Rad?
So, Antoine.
Yeah.
You know an orange cat guy?
Yes!
And he nods?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He took my friend's cat.
That's rude.
Extremely.
Yeah, so I will still give you a cat if you help me get the cat back.
All right. And he pulls out his sidearm and cocks it.
I don't know if we need to do that.
He holds it up. It's silenced.
No, we don't need. We just need to get the freaking cat back.
All right. He holsters it. And you just, two turn and head towards that area.
Yeah.
Antoine's just about to murder someone.
We don't have to murder the... We can fade that to black.
Yeah.
And just and then we see Rad coming out with the cat.
Oh my god.
So, we're gonna drop out of turn order in that now, but technically, once when you're at zero of something, zero hit points or zero stress, Cinda, you need to do a thing called, it's not going to help you in this one because we're ending soon, but I still want to hit it because I like the point, is a thing called carry that weight, which is you need to do a short monologue of your character dealing with that. And it could be like, it could be an... a monologue as they're walking through the snow or something. Or you could actually be talking out loud if you want, but you need to be talking about one of your weights.
Okay, but do I need to resolve it, or do I just need to experience it?
Weights never have to be resolved. Okay. You just have to talk about it. We have to interact
emo
with it on
this,
some level.
Oh my god, because I could see both of these super clearly working in this situation.
Hell yeah.
I think... what it is so we left our vehicles at the rental place, which was actually super close to the party because we couldn't afford to rent the limo for very long. So it was only like a couple of blocks away.
Fuck.
So I basically am just like,
we really need this money. Yeah,
we really need this money. like
we have Cowboy Bebopped this.
Yeah. You know, red peppers and beef. It's me like getting on my hover bike. Like I've now just like, I just like slit the skirts basically in half, and it's me getting on the hover bike. Maybe we rented these outfits. Anyway,
God, I hope not.
Anyway, it's me getting on the hover bike and I'm looking really annoyed. Like my ears are just like laid back and I like put my helmet on over them, and like instead of sticking up through the little ear holes in my helmet, they're just like back underneath the helmet, and I just like have this one like narrowed blue eye showing. And so it's me like zooming along the streets heading back to our ship and just looking like unbelievably disgruntled, and like I'm like feeling all of this stuff about basically not being good enough to be a cat person, and like, but also not being able to blend in with humanity as I'm driving, and like now my failure to blend in either direction has caused I am to get in trouble. It's like that moment of like the final visual is like the camera like following like kind of from the side and the bike going across, and there's like, you can't see my face or my eyes, but there's like the sparkle of a tear in the air behind me.
Fuck.
Anyway, that's it.
I have a regret. Oh, fuck. All right. So, Whiplash, we cut to the sub-basement.
Jesus.
In love.
And
back to
the
love.
The air snaps, and Scarlet and Precious Labor pop into a large open cavern. And we just see them, and they're basked in this, like, pale bluish pink light that keeps shifting and oscillating between the two colors. Scarlet, you separate, and Scarlet, like, takes a breath. And then opens her eyes, and then like doesn't even notice the lights for a second. Is just staring up at You said that Precious was like very thin, and but I'm assuming also tallish, taller than Scarlet. Whatever.
Sure. No, let's say that.
Shorter than Scarlet. Looks down at Scarlet. Whatever. Scarlet looks too Precious, and blinks, and then a smile plays across her face, and then she finally notices, and she looks around in kind of wonder. And at this point, I don't know if Precious Labor has seen an Aether font before, but it's basically a light pink and blue Aurora Borealis, but, like, you can interact with, like, it's around. It's weaving through the room you're in. And this one's huge. It's you can feel electric crackling across your skin, which probably had... an unintended side effect on that kiss.
Oh God, yeah, probably.
You can feel an energy both from the kiss and from the font. As
mostly
there's
the
just
kiss.
This, mostly the kiss.
It was only a kiss.
It was only a kiss.
and she opens her mouth to say something, and then just closes it because she can't think of anything that wouldn't just ruin the moment. And she just kind of stares in wonder at what's going on.
Yeah, I smile at her.
I think we can handle all of the Aether font crystallization off, like, that just happens at some point. Mm-hmm. And that's our final scene.
Yeah. What if I get a little piece of Aethersite and give it to her, like, a gift?
Yeah, like, what does it look like when you crystallize a small bit of it?
I think I put my hand up, like, I cut my hand underneath the Aurora Borealis, and mm-hmm. it's almost like a liquid falling into my hand. Huh. And then I sort of grab it in both hands and I shape it into, like, I roll it in my hands. And
heart.
It's
shape a heart. It into a heart.
Yeah,
Thank you.
It's a heart. 100%. I give it to her.
Natalie, you fucking killed a man. What the fuck?
So we have a new crew member now.
Yeah, I guess so. Jesus Christ. So she just, like, she takes it and then cut to credits.
Yeah.
And then, like, we have the colorful credits boxes pop up beside the credits, and it all are silhouettes of we see Antoine and Rad chasing a cat guy in silhouette.
Who's
and
holding then, like, a cat?
Yes.
Yeah, holding a cat. The cat. We see the cat, like, scratch the cat guy real bad a few times, and then we see silhouettes of Antoine and Rad chasing a cat.
Yes, because the rest of the that's thing. What I am would do.
Yep, it is.
Like. Screw you, you're not my owner.
Test complete.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to our guests for playing.
Awesome. So, if you want to find me on the internet, you can find me all over the place. I do the podcast She's a Super Geek, which is an actual play RPG highlighting women as GMs with Andy.
What?
I know, right? It's crazy.
I do that?
Yeah, you do. You totally do. I also do a podcast called Pandas Talking Games with gaming mogul, I like to refer to him as, Phil Vecchione, where we talk about GMing and player advice from a kind of 201 perspective, and there's lots of outtakes. And you can also find me on Gnome Stew writing about games, and check out the other shows on the Misdirected Mark Network, which I run. If you want to find me on the internet or find any of those places, easiest places on Twitter, my Twitter handle is at Idella Mithlind, IDELLAMITHLYNND. Unspellable.
Or just go to twitter.com/SASGeekPodcast.
Which is way easier.
And she and her Twitter is listed in our about section.
It's
as
true.
Is mine.
As is yours.
At the Crafty DM.
Which is way easier and, to spell.
Yes. And you will also find me not only on She's a Super Geek, I'm on the Wednesday evening podcast All Stars, mostly as a player, sometimes as a GM. And I'm also a player on the Redemption podcast, which is a Star Wars podcast that feels a little bit like this game sometimes.
Yeah.
Is that an insult or
it's
a
compliment.
Compliment?
Believe okay. me. It is definitely a compliment. And come to Queen City Conquest. Both Zenda and I are going to be
there.
Guests.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why was summer. Guests hard?
Notable guests.
I'm a guest. I don't know.
The only convention I'm going to that I'm not. Oh, that was a lie. There's two conventions I'm going to this year that I'm not a guest at, but I am a guest at the rest of them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm only a guest at one.
Well, how many conventions are you going to?
One.
Yeah. I feel like that's actually a really good percentage, so, like, don't say that with embarrassment.
I mean, I might go to some local ones, but that's the only one I'm going to travel for.
Natalie, do you want to plug anything?
Okay, I can do my usual plug.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Natalie. If you want to find me on the internet, don't. I would rather not be found. Thank you.
Cool.
I knew it.
Good to meet you, Natalie. We will never talk again.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll never find you again. I'm so sorry. You seem like a fantastic person. Right.
It's like Strangers in the Night.
A big thank you to Matt Lee for our intro and outro music. Follow him at Nice Wizard Music. Support us by following on Twitter at PlaytestPod. Download all current documents for this game at playtest.pub. And find a link to our Discord from either of those to join our creative friendly community. And remember, the world may suck sometimes, but you don't. And together, we can completely ignore the rule book to make a romantic thing happen. There should be more kissing and games. We'll be right back.
Oh my god. Y'all, this was so much fun.
This is so good.
And now we have a crew member with money,
right?
Perfect.
Unless she was also undercover,
right? Probably. Well, that's that is way more likely what actually happened. We just picked up our very own Faye Valentine.
Yeah. Perfect.
It works.
As if Rad wasn't the Faye Valentine. No, I guess Rad was the jet.
Yeah.
Yes. Somehow
the unwilling jet.
I didn't think I was going to be the shit.
No! Thank you very much, Andy, for following on that sort of
thing. Hey, somebody's gotta be the responsible one. It's just,
I also didn't expect the cat girl to be the one with the emotional sad arc.
I don't know. That's like me, though. I'm like, can I give this character more feels? Yes. Stuff them in.
Jesus.
Yeah, she's like that.